So, about this secret. Maya hesitated. I wasn't going to tell you. I was going to go myself, except I didn't want to leave you. You were going to disappear from my life? After what you went through? She set down the empty bowl and shook her hands at the ceiling. Really, I'm fine. She calmly folded her hands over her grubby coveralls. You don't belong here. Somehow her mom sensed how she was feeling. For some reason, it made Roya want to deny it even more. What do you mean? In Westo. It's too dangerous. Of course I belong. Not right now. Maybe sometime in the future. But these days... She shook her head. Roya suddenly found herself on the verge of tears, but she held them back. She was confused, even though she knew it was true. Where am I supposed to go? I don't want you to go anywhere, but I want what's best for you, and living here isn't best. Don't you think I can decide for myself? I'm a grown woman. I know you are, but no matter how old someone is, sometimes their parents know what's best for them. Roya marched to the other side of the room angrily, staring at the curtains, noticing the sound of raindrops sprinkling the roof, before turning back. What's this all about? You've never suggested I leave before. There's been a discovery, Maya stood. Roya almost laughed. There's always a discovery. This time it's different. It's important, and Fred found it. Fred's always finding something he considers important. This time it's true. Fred was one of the oldest men in Westo. He'd been over as a dinner guest a handful of times since Roya's dad died. Fred's wife died a few years before then, also killed by outliers, but his wife was abducted. Terrible things were done to Fred's wife before she was killed. Roya asked what happened, but Maya wouldn't tell her. Fred understood what Maya was going through. Plus, they were friends from before. Losing their loved ones made their friendship even stronger. Fred treated Maya like a younger sister and periodically checked in on her. What did he find? He gave it to me because he trusts me, and he's too old to go off, and I told him I would handle it. You're being vague. Well, Maya laughed. The thing is, I don't rightly know. Not exactly. Then how do you know it's important? Is it valuable? I don't know. But it's related to the old world, home, before the war. I still don't understand. Neither do I. It's a rumor, essentially, but I want you to go find out about it. Roya was never more confused. What do you mean, rumor? Her mom stared at her as she'd done her whole life, as if she knew Roya better than she knew herself. Me? Go? I don't even know what we're talking about. What if it's dangerous, wherever it is? I suspect it will be. You always talked about being an explorer growing up. I was a little girl. I've always meant to be, but I always wanted to be ready. I don't think anyone is ever ready. It's far too dangerous here. Westo is getting worse every day. You're far too beautiful for this town. Your dad always worried before. Roya held up her hand. She didn't want to hear it. She didn't want her mom to even mention what happened. She didn't know how her dad died exactly, but it was violent, and it was clear Maya was afraid for her life, too. Still, doing what she was asking needed more explanation, and at least some planning. This is ridiculous. Everywhere is dangerous. Listen to the net. Even more reason for you to leave. Find your own way. Make your own life. Everywhere can't be like it is here. Maya seemed to change her mind about what she was about to say, but then said it anyway. Too many untrustworthy men.